Page 9. B. Guessing the meaning from context.
1.
I thought it was kind of interesting, you know, this idea that it's our culture that determines how we deal with crowded places.
And our need for privacy.
Yeah, you know, I never realized before that there's some languages that don't even have a word for privacy.
Really? Where did you hear that?
I don't know. Maybe she talked about this the day you were absent. Yeah, but the part I don't understand, I mean, I wonder, if people don't have the word privacy, does it mean that they don't feel a need to have time alone, you know, without other people around?
2.
I don't know. Well, what else did she say that day that I was absent?
Let me find my notes. Oh yeah, well, she talked more about personal space.
The idea that we all need a certain amount of space between us and other people.
Right. That there are invisible boundaries.
Like borders or limits. Like if I get too close to you, then I've crossed your line. Which is why we say excuse me when we bump into each other on the street.
3.
Exactly. And she told this great story about Edward Hall, where one time he was in the office of this guy, a famous psychologist from Harvard University. I mean, a long time ago, when this idea was new, right?
Uh-huh.
And this famous guy is really skeptical. I mean, he doesn't believe that there's some specific amount of space that we each need. So during the conversation, and they talked for about an hour, Hall moves his chair a little closer to this other guy's chair. And the other guy moves his chair a little back, a little farther away. And this is unconscious. He doesn't even realize that he's doing it, right?